Hey, and welcome to episode 15 of the Dorkasm Podcast. We've been talking for a while, so it feels like we've been talking, you know, the podcast's been going for a while, so we're just going to jump right into it. I'm Rob, and we've got, you know, I'm going to change it up. We got Kyle with us.
What?
Hello.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. And I did that. All right. We've also got Crispy, who was surprised at being announced second of the co-hosts. But I had to announce Kyle first because this is his actual first podcast, really, in that it turns out his microphone has not actually been plugged in any of the
for
previous
three
podcasts.
Years.
Yeah, which is why it sounded like he was being recorded from down the hall. Because that was pretty much
I'm typing one. Right now, and you can't hear it.
It is just shocking and mind-boggling that... Ow! My cat just attacked my foot. That was painful. What are we going to talk about, Crispy?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I thought you had notes.
I did, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Oh,
you know,
son of a bitch.
I don't want to hammer in subjects.
But
I can.
Hey, Crispy, have you played Far Cry 3 yet?
No, I have not, Kyle. Have you?
No, I have not, but there is a new
well,
expansion.
Damn, let's move along.
There is a new expansion out called Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, and it is really cool.
Tell me more about it, Kyle.
Well, basically, if you've ever seen any cheesy as hell 80s movie, you have seen a lot from this video game. Basically, you are playing as, imagine Snake from Escape New York meets Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible and
Terminator.
You have a robotic arm too and all the weapons you could possibly carry. Oh, and there's giant neon dragons that try to eat you too.
Why are you talking like you're like an FM morning show host?
This is Mix 101.5.
But anyway,
no, seriously,
it's a really cool looking game, and the fact that
he's trying to suddenly let everyone know that there's no possible way that we might have been talking about this prior to the recording. I think,
regardless. It's very cool, and the cheesy nods to the 80s are amazing. The soundtrack sounds like it is straight out of Nightmare on Elm Street.
You got all those echo drums and the synthesizer. Yeah, it's pretty.
And it's a beautiful orgy of electronic synthesizers.
Laser sharks, people. Beat them with
and robotic dogs.
Yep. So, yeah, they basically used all the assets from Far Cry 3 and reskinned them and added new sound effects and music and made it hokey and so terrible that it's fantastic.
It's pretty much a completely different game, just built with everything Far Cry 3, because it has absolutely nothing to do with it.
And I think I think that's good, because you have these large games that put so much money, or large publishers that put all this money into these games, you know, and they cost like $60. But then they could go turn around and they can make like a brand new game with the same assets. And it's cheap for them, which is good because they can put it out cheaper for us. And they can put their own spin on it. Like this is very much in the same vein as the Red Dead Redemption Dead. What do they call it? Dead.
Oh, the zombie thing.
The zombie.
Which actually did very well. It even did so well it was released on its own as a disc.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, they put all this money into these assets, but you know, if they can just reskin it and use them in a different way, then it's way cheaper for them, and they can provide content that's fun for us much cheaper separately. Because I think you can play. You don't need Far Cry 3 for Blood Dragon.
No, you do not. It is a completely separate downloadable title.
Yep. So I think it's a good thing. I like stuff like that. So yeah. That's a game that came out. I'm trying to think of other games that came out this week. Oh, the came out since the last podcast. It's an indie game I've been keeping my eye on. I'll probably be picking up pretty soon. It's called Don't Starve, and it's a survival game of sorts, and it's very quirky and a little dark and pretty hilarious. And I don't know if it's quite hand-drawn animation, but it looks like it. And it's like a 2D scroller survival game. And you have to collect items, and basically the idea is you don't starve, don't go crazy, don't die.
But, speaking of games that kind of aren't that big but did really well. I actually picked up the Poker Night 2 by Telltale, the people who brought us the Walking Dead series. It is quite entertaining, and I think that's definitely chalked up to the fact that the people you're playing against are Brock Sampson from Venture Brothers, Ash from Evil Dead and Army of Darkness fame, Claptrap from Borderlands, and Sam from Sam
and Max.
Hey, guys,
want to hear my dubstep? Wub, 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 wub.
So did they get Bruce Campbell to voice it?
I believe they did. In the trailer, it did not sound like him, but in the game, it does. And to top it all off, your dealer is GLaDOS.
It is.
So it is just quite the entertaining game, and I will tell you now, they actually made Brock Sampson a descendant of Ash. It's very convoluted, but quite fucking hysterical.
That's what? Was it $3.99 on Steam?
Not sure on Steam. It was $15 on Xbox, but it's actually
it's
very
cheaper on Steam. Yeah.
It is entertaining, and there's a lot of replay to it. Actually, they have different cards, chips, and table designs for every, you know, game that's loaned to it. And if you buy all three and load all three, say play with the Evil Dead chips, cards, and belt, the area actually changes, and you might get different animations that happen.
Like the background environment changes?
I'll give you an example. If you put all the Evil Dead things in, suddenly there's a windmill spinning in the background, the lights are out, there's a fog, and if somebody's eliminated, it's possible they may be eaten by the Necronomicon.
Excellent.
It's not Bruce Campbell in the game.
I'm pretty sure he's the only one who's not the actual voice, though. All the other ones should be the original voices.
Well, yeah, because the other people don't have anything going on.
Hey, Patrick Warburton is an amazing voice actor. Don't you hate?
Yeah, it's $5
He'll do anything
on
for
money, Steam.
Though.
Well, just because he's a whore doesn't make him any less of a good voice actor.
That is true.
Oh, he's just got a fantastic voice. Well, you know what? He's not actually...
How does he stack up with H. John Benjamin there?
Oh, so much better.
Not nearly as well. But the thing about
fight
about it, Patrick Warburton is he doesn't actually like change the voice for anything.
Oh, he doesn't, but it's distinguished.
But it's the same voice. Well, a good voice actor.
Benjamin do it though.
He does it subtly. It's not like a massive change because why would you want to change that glorious.
Uh-huh.
Glorious voice. But there are subtle differences, nuances that I'm not surprised you people wouldn't pick up on.
Rob, you're not supposed to jerk off while you do the podcast.
Says who?
So.
You totally do them, Rob.
Rob has a man crush.
I mean, I'm thinking, but probably not because the beard looks really scratchy.
You said you had to kiss. I mean, come on.
Well, then what's the point?
That's true.
You know what? I'm going to talk about a dumb game, too. So,
okay, do it.
Yeah, I picked up Euro Truck Simulator 2
awesome.
Last week on Steam because it was on sale.
I wonder why.
Actually, it's a pretty neat game. The whole concept is you drive a big truck across Europe and you get to customize your truck, you know, like paint jobs and stuff. And basically you don't own a truck at first. You got to take jobs and make some money and then buy a truck and you build up your own trucking company. And I haven't actually completely tested this out, but from what it feels like and from kind of what I've heard other people talking about, I think it's a real time type of thing. Yeah, it's not like you know, those games where you're just driving somewhere and all the, you know, like you're driving across England and 15 minutes later you're there. Like if you've got like a delivery from Liverpool to London, it's going to take you a long time to get there.
So it's basically a giant time sink.
Pretty much, yeah. But it's got various internet radio stations which are just kind of amazing all by themselves, the weird stuff that you can pick up from European internet radio stations. And
so it actually taps into internet radio?
Yes. Europe? Oh, yeah, and you can add – yeah, you can also add other feeds that aren't on there. And there's tons and tons of mods for it, which are good because the trucks, as happens in real life have speed limiters on them. So you can't get going too fast in them, which is frustrating. But yeah, you get like tickets if you run red lights and shit. The hardest thing for me so far is, well, one, driving with an Xbox controller. Because to accelerate, you have to push forward on the same stick you use to steer, which is a bit tricky.
Got an Xbox?
No, no, I've got a wired USB Xbox 360 controller. See, I can plug it into a computer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Huh. The hard thing, that's what I was going to talk about, is driving on the left-hand side of the road. Like, I'm just causing mayhem everywhere I go because I don't – it's much more difficult than you would think to get adjusted to making those kind of turns, especially when you got to make a wide left turn.
You're basically training yourself to drive whenever you go.
Yeah, pretty much
across the pond.
But it's actually kind of relaxing, kind of fun.
Well, Rob, I have to ask you: did you ever play Road Rage when you were younger?
No.
No?
I don't have any. No.
That really boggles my mind. What about you, Crispy?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the spiritual successor is out there. It's actually got a Kickstarter right now, but it's called Road Redemption. And these guys are trying to make a updated Road Rage. And it's doing all right. It's got about a week left, but it's still about 60 grand from being there, although it's had about 100 grand dedicated to it. It looks really good.
Now, the Kickstarters, man, those are great. I love that for these smaller independent games, I think.
Yeah, it's a shame they haven't done one for Psychonauts 2 yet. It would probably be done in a day or two, but, you know, the guy who does mine.
Tim Schafer did do a Kickstarter for something.
He didn't do a Kickstarter for that. He actually went on Twitter and got into a conversation with the guy who did Minecraft, who basically told him, how much money do you need? Here you go.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, Notch, right?
His own private.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yes. No, I actually picked up... I love the Steam midweek sales sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I've been able to pick up some game. Like, I picked up Dragon Age Origins. It was like 75% off, and it's Dragon Age Origins with all the DLC for like $7.99 last week.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. And I guess I had misconceptions about the game. Like, I thought it was a little more hack and slash, and at least for the PC, it's much more strategic than I thought. Like, it's very difficult situating.
Oh, really? I mean, I played the demo of it on Xbox, and it did seem kind of – the strategy did not really seem to be very important. I didn't really care for it that much.
Well, I guess I care about the – even if they're like throwaway characters on my team, I don't want them to die. So I'm always – you get in situations where you just get overrun. At least I'm still at the beginning of the game, so they have like no skills whatsoever. And it's – and maybe it's because I picked an archer and they're pretty weak to start off with. But I don't know. I find it pretty difficult. Maybe I'm just not used to that kind of game, but I'm enjoying it. And
yeah.
Heck, $8?
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on the midweek sales on Steam closer than normal because I got a new PC this week.
What?
Yeah.
The Mac guy got a PC?
Not much of a PC, just a bit of an upgrade because I have put, let's see, how many? 114 hours into SimCity. And
by the way, Kyle, Rob and I recorded like over 2 hours, and when I went to open up Fraps afterwards, the screen recording, it aired, and then the giant 40-gig file just disappeared.
Yeah, I wanted to be able to
for
do
what
some
game?
SimCity. We were starting a whole new region, and we were both playing different cities at the same time. And I was working on mine. I would go visit Rob, and
wow, Rob left Detroit behind.
Yeah, everything's going to hell. Well, I wanted to be able to record up the graphics a little bit. And my computer was quite old, so there was just absolutely no way to like upgrade it without replacing essentially everything except for the hard drive. So
what a shame.
Yeah. So pretty much, I just said screw it, and I just bought a new computer, which is, I guess, technically advertised as a gaming computer, but like anybody that played serious games on their PC, like I used to, would just laugh at this thing. But it plays SimCity like very well.
Like if you're just starting getting into gaming.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean.
Plus you'll be able to upgrade it. That's the important
thing. But I probably won't. I'm pretty much committed to doing the vast majority of my gaming on my Xbox now, but, you know, just the occasional game I wanted to play, it would be nice to have halfway decent graphics on it, so.
Speaking of which, will you be playing Neverwinter Beta on the new computer?
Yes, actually, nice. I will be. Oh, I've also got Windows 8 on it, which is takes a massive amount of getting used to.
Do you like it, though?
Yeah, it's actually kind of neat. The thing is, though, it's got like a normal desktop, like window, like you're used to from Windows, like that start screen that you see on all the commercials and stuff.
Yep.
I don't really quite understand why they have that on a desktop. It looks like it's really, really good for like a tablet. But
well, that's why, because well, they, yeah, it works on everything.
I just don't understand the point of you, especially whenever there's a huge button there to take desktop and just takes you to normal Windows desktop, because it's not really that useful for a desktop PC. I mean, there's a reason that Apple
touch screens too, right?
Yeah, but I mean, this is not that. So,
it takes extra work to make it, you know, take it away for something.
No, it really doesn't.
They just install
it's
the same.
No, it would seriously, all it would have to be is a default setting that you could go in and change. Like, it, for all I know, there might be a default setting, but you could have PC manufacturers that are not making tablets or touchscreen PCs, just their OEM version, by default, the setting is start on a Windows desktop instead of, you know, this tiled bullshit.
Yeah.
See? That's no effort.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a computer programmer. I know how shit works.
You should write them a letter. A strongly worded letter.
Yeah, I don't really see why, you know, people have been complaining a lot about it.
That's different. People don't like different things.
That's true. One thing that's weird is on the tiled, you know, startup thing that you see, there's a games button, and I just kind of clicked that, and it's loading. And the one neat thing about it is it does sync up with my Xbox account.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. So it's got, like, all the stuff that I've been playing on the Xbox and stuff on there, which is kind of cool.
Schnazzy.
Did you ever play a game called Captain America, Rob?
I sorry, I didn't hear you. You're breaking up.
Last time I send you something free, jackass.
Sorry, I've been playing a lot of Skyrim still.
I thought we got you over that addiction to stealing books.
No, I am. I just really don't want Skyrim to end. In fact, well, so I'm playing Dawnguard. So last weekend I beat Dawnguard, and this is not really much of a spoiler because I'm pretty sure the commercials gave this away. The Dawnguard, you're fighting vampires, and the king vampire wants to basically destroy the sun, or like some kind of Mr. Burns type of plan. And and you can choose to either be in the Dawnguard and, you know, defeat him, or, you know,
werewolf, right?
Werewolf is actually part of the regular game.
Vampire prior to that as well. You could become a vampire. You couldn't be a part of the Dawnguard, though.
Yeah.
You could just talk to them, and they were like, go away.
Yeah.
But you could become a vampire, and then they would chase you down.
Yeah, but the other way to beat the Dawnguard thing is you could become a vampire and basically usurp him. And so I played...
You decide that's a stupid idea to get rid of the sun.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. But yeah, so I played through it once as the that ending, like being the vampire king. And now I'm going to go and do the Dawnguard story. And then I'm going to go play Dragonborn. And then I guess I've probably pretty much done everything I could possibly do in the game. And I'll be very, very sad and cry a little bit. And then I'll probably buy it on Steam and download like a fuck ton of mods and play it all over again.
My Little Ponies like Fuck the
Dr.
World.
Zoidberg. Well, they have Dr. Zoidberg skins for all the little mud crabs.
Wow, then yeah, I'm pretty much definitely going to do that. So I'm really sad because I've still got like Assassin's Creed 3 sitting in the box that I've not played because I just...
It's not that good.
I, you know what? I fucking love Assassin's Creed, so you go to hell. I even really like the first one that people shit all over because of
the first one was great. The story was so amazing it pulled you through the crappy gameplay.
Bioshock Infinite is also still sitting in its box.
Oh my god, now that you are missing out on.
What am I missing? I'm still going to play it.
It's amazing. You need to play it now.
I'm playing Skyrim, and that's just all there is to it.
Self-control is no fun, Rob.
So
other game news, I guess we have an announcement coming up soon. We have the announcement of the announcement.
Yeah, we do.
For Xbox. When is that? The 21st of this month?
I believe so. The official announcement of the Durango 720.
That's right. The Canyonero 720. Yeah. And I guess they will announce that you'll have to be online all the time and people are going to bitch and complain about it, probably. I'll be really surprised if they don't. Make you
connect. Well, all I've got to say is that worked so well for Ubisoft.
How so? Would you care to elaborate?
Well, from what I understand, they tried doing that with their online games, and people were still able to bypass it. They were still able to steal games, and the fan response was just so atrocious that Ubisoft basically quietly retracted it in the middle of the night. My understanding.
I mean, I can see it for certain games, but and that's, you know, that's like a publisher, but this is the actual like hardware developer. I don't know. It's like on a larger scale. And you're cutting out a huge portion of the people that buy your console.
Thank you. That is the major issue with it. No one seems to understand why they would want to do this simply based on the fact that it seems to be a well-known fact at this point that about half of the market is not connected to the internet.
And we've touched on this before.
We've touched on this before because we've said, you know, games like Fallout, where it is a guarantee that day one there's going to be, you know, fixes, but the game's released anyway. If there's a game-breaking problem, that person isn't going to be able to play it. We've touched on issues like that, but that's a little more understandable than saying this game console must be connected to the internet at all times, and if you are disconnected for more than 3 minutes, you're going to get shut out. In addition to that, there's still the fun rumor that you don't actually need the disc other than to unlock the content, which is why they're going to have ginormous hard drives, because all the disc is basically an unlock key.
Yeah, I mean, everything will be – yeah. I mean, that's the future. Digital – downloads and clouds, that's going to be the future gaming anyway.
That's understandable. That's a little more reasonable than if you're not connected to the internet for more than 3 minutes, you can't play what you just paid for, period.
I just want to note something here real quick as I'm messing around with my Windows tile thing. It's synced to the Xbox as far as videos go too. So like TV series that I've bought on Xbox, I can watch on my PC now. Like, that's awesome.
Welcome to the cloud. Wonderful cloud. Yep.
Rob was actually touching on Assassin's Creed 3. Quick shout out, there is an achievement called In the Cloud.
In the Cloud. So that's video games. Yeah. I think it might
that
be premature.
Sounds like Final Fantasy / fic.
In the Cloud. Gay fantasy.
That would be / yes.
Yeah, / I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm actually a little bit ashamed of that.
That was pretty bad. That was pretty bad for you, Rob.
But it was
even I'm ashamed of you.
But I think Kyle had me read. He's thrown me off.
But I think it's a little premature to make people be connected online for a big console. But I can see that in the future not being a big deal. But we'll see the backlash and if it's true. You know, it's still technically speculation. So I want to move on to movies, movie news. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Don't act so excited or anything. So, Iron Man 3 comes out this weekend? It came out tonight? Last night?
Yeah, last night. It's already done like $12 billion or something.
Yeah, they're already saying based on pre-sale tickets, it will probably outdo Avengers at the box office.
Damn. Wow.
Internationally. I don't know about the U.S., but even still, that's a butt ton of money. Metric butt ton. And the early reviews are all really good, so that's good. I thought it'd be cool to go around and just say what top three movies you're looking forward to this summer. Obviously, Iron Man is one of mine. Then probably Man of Steel, and then Star Trek. I think those are my top three. Pacific Rim was right up there as an honorable mention.
Yeah, Voltron versus Godzilla. That's good.
Did you see the WonderCon trailer for it? It looks fantastic. You get some robots fighting monsters in it.
I guess I'll say, because those are pretty much going to be my three, but...
Every nerd's three, probably.
Despicable Me 2.
There you go.
The first one was very good. That's actually, like, my wife just fucking loved that movie. Like, she never buys DVDs, and she bought that one. And then gave it to me as a gift. And I'm like, why the hell do you buy it? I liked Megamind better.
She gave it to... Did she already own it?
And then No. It was a Christmas present.
Oh, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, she didn't already have it? Or should she have
it? No. This was whenever it came out. This was, like, a couple of years ago. She bought the Blu-ray of Despicable Me.
Right.
And gave it to me as a present.
See, I thought maybe she already had it and then gave you another copy as a present.
Actually, she probably should have. She let one of her friends borrow it, and then we moved. And so now I don't have Despicable Me anymore.
Just wait till the third one comes out and buy the box set.
Mm.
That's what you got to do. Because there's going to be three of them. That's how it goes. Kyle?
There's not a damn thing other than possibly Iron Man 3 coming out that I give a damn about.
Yeah. Monsters University. Monster.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm very angry at that idea. I think they had a fantastic thing with Monster Inc. Now they're trying to do the dumb and dumber thing where they go backwards. And I think it's just – it's not even – a good try. I mean, they may be able to work in some good humor. Pixar usually does fine, but I just don't like the idea.
Does phenomenal. They only took over Disney's animation department because they are so awesome.
Pixar is...
Regardless, I'm not thrilled about this movie.
I'm shocked at your just complete inability to be smart.
You're so dumb.
Pixar does fine. I just can't even get the words out. I'm just so dumbfounded by the, Pixar usually does fine. Usually. Except for all those really crap Pixar movies like...
Wall-E.
Wall-E.
What the fuck?
Cars 2, I will give you Cars 2.
Actually, I liked Cars 2 better than Cars 1. Cars 1 I was not a big fan of. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just... didn't like it, but Cars 2 was more amusing because it actually had something going on.
What about Toy Story 2? That was pretty crap.
What? Toy Story 2 was better than Toy Story 1.
No, blasphemy.
You're just dumb. Toy Story 3 was just...
Was fantastic. But
yeah, I'm about to cry just saying the words Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 2 was fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how, going back to Monsters, I don't know how you could, Monsters, Inc., I don't know how you could do a movie out. Like, they wrap it up really well in Monsters.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't have to, it's just another story. So that's all that happens in those two people's lives? Like, there's not another story? Because the thing is, sequels or prequels don't, shut up, Kyle!
Boys in college.
This is what the fans want right here. Bring it on.
All right, look, a sequel and a prequel don't have to be a continuation of the story that came before. It can just be the same characters doing something else. Like fucking Indiana Jones movies. They don't relate to each other in any way except for fucking Harrison Ford kicking ass.
And the Crystal Skull just relates because that just raped the history of Indiana Jones. Thank you.
What? Crystal Skull would have been perfectly fine without all the alien.
Aliens. Thank you.
It was, fine movie up until that point.
I have no problem with Crystal Skull. So,
Monsters, Inc. I really don't know. Fantastic movie. And we don't need Sully and them to be frat boys now. That's just what it boils down to.
You know what? Anything that gets John Goodman work is excellent. So you just.
I mean, and what has Billy Crystal been doing, really?
Well, I don't. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's not like he's doing City Slickers 3 or anything.
Sure, he'd want to. Probably break a hip, though.
Yeah, or he could go host the Oscars again.
But yeah, I think, I mean, that pretty much covered, like, movie-wise. I mean, there's some good stuff coming out, but I think those are definitely the, obviously, the superhero movies and Star Trek. I think we fit stereotypically right into the nerddom that wants to watch those.
Well, if we're speaking about that, what are you boys doing for Star Wars Day when the 4th is with you?
What?
You haven't heard? Tomorrow's Star Wars Day because they think they can totally milk the catch line of May the 4th be with you.
What do you mean? Are you blaming that on Disney?
I'm not blaming it on anyone. I'm just saying that somebody is a whore.
They've been doing this for years. It's been a stupid internet joke for years.
Yeah, but now it's apparently on the news. Fucking ABC and CNN are reporting.
That's because the news is stupid. And they they fucking read Reddit or Fark.com and like, oh, people talked about this. It's news.
It's like when I watch like the morning news and they have their segment where they show like funny videos. And they'll be from like 5 years ago. I'm like, I've seen that already. A little behind.
Yeah.
That's all. I didn't know. Was it an official LucasArts saying it's Star Wars Day?
No, I doubt it.
Well, no, it's Disney. I wouldn't. I mean, come on. Maybe it'd be 50% off for LucasArts or Star Wars merchandise.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, probably not. So we can move on from movies.
Yeah.
I got nothing. Oh, wait. Actually, I had something I was curious to. This kind of goes in with the whole theme of different cultures or ethnicities playing roles in.
Is that a thing we've talked about?
Didn't we talk about with Heimdall and Thor briefly at some point? And
not that I recall, but
not that I'm aware of. Why maybe would we just be culturally diverse?
You know, some people have. I thought we had at least briefly touched on it. Just like some people have problems with
the black guy.
I guess with black guy playing a Nordic role. But there's something that was mentioned. I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to remember the actor's name. It's a Michael B. Jordan. And he was actually in the movie The Chronicle that came out, last year? About those boys that they find a hole or something and they get powers, and it's like a film, like a documentary. He was also in Friday Night Lights too, but he's there's mention of him playing the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four reboot.
Oh.
And so there's some people that are just kind of, you know, because technically Sue is his sister, right?
Yes.
But they're talking about a Caucasian actress.
Okay, well, that's just aggravating.
Well, but some people say, well, with their different, you know, the parents, and you could have, you know, different colored children, and.
Well, I mean, this is going to sound horrible, but how black is he? You know what I mean? Because
he's not Wesley Snipes black.
What I'm saying. Like a mixed race couple is not going to have like Michael Clark Duncan.
It'd be a reach. I'll put it that.
Okay, that was Crispy. My question. Yeah, how believable could that be?
If I may just interject with one thing, which of course I'm sure I may not, regardless, I'm going to do it. If I may say so, the best part of this whole experience is the fact that listening to you two, it's like listening to a podcast, but having the ability to interject and annoy the hell out of Rob just for the sake of it.
You just wanted to be a douche. You're just trolling us.
I've got to be here for something. And it's not to contribute 90% of the time.
That's true. So you don't have an opinion on this whatsoever?
I've actually not been listening, so I really can't contribute.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I really have to turn in my geek card because I just can't even get worked up over, like, 90% of that shit anymore. I just don't care.
Like, I just thought it was interesting.
But, yeah, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. I suppose it's just the internet.
All I heard was something about racial discrepancies in Thor. That's really about what I took in.
Well, but, like, you didn't take in the whole part about siblings being different ethnicities, technically, though? Like, that's just dumb.
Well, I mean, you start looking at, like, Greek, you know, religion and gods, and, I mean, as promiscuous as their gods were, yeah, it's kind of understandable that the Nordics might, you know, be not the most faithful.
Well, but I'm talking about Johnny and Sue Storm from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, different people. Races?
Yes. Right.
Is this in a reboot or what?
Yes.
What have you been doing?
I just told you I wasn't listening.
Weren't you the one that told me we were not supposed to be masturbating while we're podcasting?
Hey, you leave the hard thing in my hand out of this question.
I mean, to be fair, 75% of his hard disk space is probably filled with it. So, I mean, what else is he going to do? But I guess if they were adopted.
For them.
Maybe,
go ahead.
Maybe they'll make them adopted, or maybe they're half brother, half sister. They could find something.
The thing is, though, what they really had going for them that are probably not going to do is if you go read Infinity Gauntlet, which is the big thing where everybody gathers up, take on Thanos, which is what they're hinting at with Avengers. The Fantastic Four fucking disappears before it even begins. They don't need the Fantastic Four, which means they don't need to replace the guy who was Captain America because his other character conveniently doesn't even exist in that.
Well, but that's going to be Avengers 3, and they obviously want to make as much money as possible out of all their properties.
They can't buy X-Men and Spider-Man back from Sony and do something with those.
Maybe. I don't know. Someday. Not anytime soon. Sony's going to hold on to those pretty tight, I'm sure.
They got Daredevil back officially the other day.
Nice.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. That wasn't – I mean
– No, I just – they got it back because it was one of those deals where I forget what company had it, but they had to make a movie or, you know, real quick or lose the rights, and
yep.
It didn't happen.
Well, that's how the old 90s
Fantastic Four was. Keep the rights.
Yeah. That's why it was never technically released.
Yeah, you have to get that at cons.
So I just thought that was – I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, because you think about it, Jamie Foxx is playing Electro. That's not
– I saw a picture that looked very, very bad.
Really? I thought it looked kind of – he looks like the one from Ultimate Spider-Man with the blue.
At least they're not doing Ultimate Shocker.
Like he's going to be like bluish and they're going to put like – bolts and crap all around him, probably CGI. I know. I can't see him doing the old one though, Rob. I mean, really.
I don't know. I just don't think it looks good. That's the thing. It's not that I want the green and yellow suit. I don't even want the guy that they've got now where he's got like, instead of having like the marijuana looking mask, you know, he's got like it burned on his head. I don't even care about that. I just don't think it looks good.
He looks incredibly cheap. That's honestly the best way to put it.
He looks like Schwarzenegger in the Batman movie. He looks like Mr. Freeze.
Yes, that's exactly what he looks like. He looks like Mr. fucking Freeze.
I have a feeling it's going to be more like what they did with Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen, which I had no
maybe
problem.
Maybe once it actually happens, Rob has it drilled right now.
Well,
it's so blatantly just he looks like his skin has dyed blue.
I mean, yeah, it's part makeup. I mean, it'd be like saying, well, Ryan Reynolds' suit looked terrible in Green Lantern, but, like, you didn't get to – I mean, it did in the CGI afterwards, but you couldn't tell by the suit he was wearing. So I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt till I actually see, like, the first trailer. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's a role where, previously in comics it was, you know, Caucasian. Nick Fury technically was, and that – people had no – I mean – if anything, seems to be to make people more happy. Like, that's way cooler for Nick Fury to be.
But the thing is, in Ultimate, it was blatantly Samuel L. Jackson. It was not a question. From issue one, you could tell the artist were drawing Samuel Jackson into the comic.
Oh, from Ultimates?
Yeah, the original Ultimates. I mean, they even had Samuel Jackson shaking hands with George Bush when he was president. It was just blatantly Samuel Jackson from
the
first
issue.
Was
that prior to the Iron Man? I don't remember.
Yes, it was. Yeah, because it was when Ultimates started back, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was
2000. Yeah, I think it was the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was early 2000s.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's an interesting topic to keep on talking about, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I find it fascinating that people are so hardcore. And I don't even know. Obviously, you're going to have the racists, you know. But then you're going to have people that are just straight up so hardcore that they can't – any type of change to their beloved material they cannot handle.
Well, you know, the original change was when Michael Clark Duncan was Kingpin in Daredevil. And as much as a lot of people hate on that movie, he did a damn good job.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he was fine. I mean, I don't think the Kingpin had a huge role in that movie.
But honestly, I mean, he did better as Colin Farrell did as freaking Bullseye. Colin Farrell was a joke in that movie.
What?
Yeah, Colin Farrell's really awful, Crispy. And for one, I hate to agree with Kyle, but it's
not in that movie.
The new Fright Night was pretty good. The new Fright Night was pretty good.
The best part about Daredevil. All his
scenes he wasn't. Come on now. Come on. Kingpin asks him, what do you want? He goes, I want one of those costumes. That was terrible.
My wife agrees with me. Therefore, you are wrong. Wrong.
Well, yeah.
He was the only redeeming factor in that movie.
Now, that is uncalled for.
Well, John Favreau was good, too. That's true.
No, the redeeming factor in that movie was Kevin Smith played a character named Jack Kirby. That was
that was quite good.
I mean, that was for
not that the character got named in the movie. Didn't know it unless you watched the credits, but...
Jennifer Garner wasn't half bad either.
No, she was very, very lovely in that movie.
Indeed.
So we can move past movie. That's fine.
Okay.
Because I got a butt ton about TV. Because, you know, that's my thing.
Apparently.
Oh, Lord, I need to go get a book and another drink.
So, I'll start off by asking a question. Has anyone watched Defiance yet?
No, I mean to, because it takes place in St. Louis.
It does take place in St. Louis. That is where Defiance... St. Louis is technically deep underground, except for the arch, which still sticks out, which is
there are
cool.
Caves in St. Louis.
The what?
There are caves. So
it terraforms up over St. Louis. You have old St. Louis.
I thought you meant that it fell in, and I was makes sense because there
over.
Are caves there.
I like it. It's a lot like if you mixed Deep Space Nine with a little bit of Terra Nova with a little bit of...
Boy, there's a show that could have been good.
It's one that I still wish would have been renewed. I was curious to see what they were going to do with it.
Yeah, they finally started doing something interesting, and then they went on hiatus and never came back.
And never came back, yeah.
Brilliant.
So it's like a little bit of Deep Space Nine, except, you know... I mean, you think about it, most of the stuff's going to happen in Defiance, but they can still travel outside of it. So it's kind of like if they had that little starship that they could... But you already have all the races there of
all the races,
alien races there. Like, and they're already like, you know, you don't.
There's aliens on Defiance.
No, they're on Earth. That the ship. There's a ship that comes, and they don't explain a whole lot of.
No, my question in the show Defiance, there are aliens. That was a question.
Oh yes, there are aliens in Defiance.
Oh, okay, didn't know that. Didn't get that. Yeah. I've only half paid attention to any commercials. I've not really looked into it at all. Because...
Yeah, the whole premise is that I don't know if it's in the near future, a alien ship, like a giant one with all these different races, alien races come. And I don't know if they're seeking asylum. I'm still trying to figure out what happened with that. I guess some of it's explained in the game, and I guess they'll explain more as time goes on. But
the game, they basically, what?
They're Defiance the game by Trion. There's the TV show, and then they brought out the game at the same time. And events from the show will affect the game. I think I mentioned the game the last time.
Oh, I probably didn't listen.
I guess it's a fairly fun FPS MMO shooter. Like, but it's still got – it's very buggy. But,
huh.
Plus, it's $60, so you know I wasn't going to go. That's got these free MMOs, but you don't have to pay monthly. You buy the game, and you're online.
Still,
yeah, I wasn't going to get it, but yeah. But basically, this giant ship comes, a bunch of aliens. They terraform Earth. I don't know if it's them or if it was programmed to do it. I don't know, but so there's all these weird species on Earth now, and it's like animals and different plants and crap. So it's like imagine like terraforming Earth into an alien world, but there is a bastion of defense called Defiance, where several of the – so it's like there are different, you know, settlements throughout, but Defiance is like a big shining beacon.
And you like, know, I might try to watch that tomorrow.
It's good. It's by some of the same people as Battlestar Galactica. So I guess Battlestar Galactica, Deep Space Nine, and Terra Nova all mixed into one. So I think it's a strong show. I like the alien races. It has the best part is it has, remember Van Gogh from the Doctor Who episode?
Yes.
Wait, what is this now?
The Doctor Who episode with Van Gogh. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
He plays the head of one of the head guy in one of the races, like this kind of.
Oh, so you're saying the actor?
The actor. Gotcha. No, they don't have Van Gogh, but the actor who played Van Gogh is in it, and I liked him a bunch.
Gotcha.
It also has God, what's that? Probably the most famous Native American actor. Chevy Chase, did you say that?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
No. Although that – no, he's the one Dancing with Wolves.
I don't know. I really have no idea. I was just being silly. I don't have any idea.
You would reckon that, but he plays, yeah. So he's in it as well.
He's a that guy.
Yeah. He's in everything, yeah. But so he's in that. I don't recognize anyone else, so – but there's very interesting characters in the show. Highly recommend it. It's probably one of the best, although there's not many left anymore, sci-fi shows on TV right now. You go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been watching Hannibal, and it's still surprisingly decent, but very a lot gorier than pretty much any network TV show I can think of.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so.
The one that...
Well, there was the people that they had speared through the antlers on the stuffed deer heads.
The Following's been pretty... had some rough stuff in it too, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is gorier. Like the last episode that I saw had these two people that had their backs flayed open. They were completely naked, and the only way they got away with that on network TV is because their asses were obscured by blood.
Just smear the blood on.
Yeah. So
the Schindler's List, I call it.
Definitely
effect, right.
Gorier than anything I can recall seeing on network TV. Which
I'm,
is not
I'm like
a complaint,
two episodes but. Behind. I had one I missed because I got a brand new DVR, which is great. But
what show is this now?
Hannibal.
Oh, okay.
Well, they
did
had
that actually turn out okay?
Oh, yeah. That's good. One of the complaints I've heard is that you can't – it's hard to understand Hannibal.
Yeah, he does have an accent and he kind of does enunciate. Yeah. Now, what I'd heard is after the Boston Marathon thing, they had NBC was not going – well, they skipped that week, the week after, for both Revolution and Hannibal.
Yep.
And then, from what I heard, they were going to, instead of re-air like that episode and push the run, you know, ahead a week or back a week or however you want to look at it, they were going to split the skipped episode into like four parts and put it online as like webisodes.
Oh.
Which is a weird thing because the Hannibal show is not like a monster of the week. Like, you know, standalone shows, like it's a serial, and that's just weird that they would do that.
Well, I think the first three tie in, but I noticed like when they said the next episode, it seemed to be an isolated. It seems that we'll have isolated cases here and there. Maybe they felt it was one of those. I don't know. But yeah, I enjoyed. I like all the creepy shows this season. The Bates Motel. And The Following. I like that. That's the theme.
Yeah, I've not seen the last couple. I'm still like two or three episodes back because I tend to just watch it in bursts on like Hulu. So I would appreciate it if you would not mention anything that might have happened.
I'm that's okay. I'm already a couple weeks behind with the following. I'm a couple weeks behind with everything because our DVR messed up. It was making weird noises and well, it ended up being the line to our house, but we thought it was the DVR. So the Time Warner people came out and they gave us a box, and it's a better box than what we had. And he fixed our line, and now our internet is better, and our box holds more shows. It's fantastic. Can't wait. So we missed a little bit of weekly shows though, so we have to catch up on demand. But yeah, moving along, Bad Robot is in talks to adapt Stephen King's 11/22/63. I think Rob and I both talked about how much we enjoyed that book.
Yes, that was a phenomenal book.
It's basically, for those who haven't read it, it's about a guy that who finds a way to time travel. It's basically it's a limited wormhole, basically. Like, he goes back to the same time every time, but it's a couple years before Kennedy's assassination. And so it's about him trying to stop it from happening. Yeah. So I don't know how long you could keep it going. It's a big book.
It's got to be like the Hannibal
Under the
show,
Dome, right? They're doing Under the
yeah.
Dome.
Well, like the Hannibal show, there's like an end point for the show, which there kind of has to be since we all know what happens. But whenever the show got pitched, I think it had like a 7-season total story arc in mind for it, but
for Hannibal or for
Hannibal. Wow. So I imagine this is the same thing where not 7 seasons, but they're like, look, we've got like 2 or 3 seasons worth of TV show here.
I think this part of this deal may depend on how well Under the Dome does, which will be on CBS. And it's getting a lot of good buzz, and the pilot's supposedly really good. Actually, I guess there's even a nod to the Simpsons movie because
– yeah, actually, Under the Dome doesn't really need a set endpoint.
No. Yeah, because the ending, I think, was probably the weakest part of the book.
Yeah,
so,
it definitely was.
So you could probably do anything. You know, you could keep it going.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to both. I love it. All this creepy stuff and Stephen King. Like, all his shows in the past have, like, I liked, but they've all struggled. Like, what was it, Kingdom Hospital?
Oh, yeah, that was – I thought that was really, really good. I've actually – I get that. I own that on DVD because
– it's another one of ABC's. We're going to put something on Mondays at 10 and then just cancel it for no reason because they put all this great, you know, creepy stuff on that – a potential. I don't know what they're hoping. I don't know what they're up against on Mondays at 10 that they think they can only give these shows like 5 episodes and then cancel them. I don't know.
Raw
it bugs the crap out of me. Ross, maybe. I don't know. It could very well be.
Yeah. The Americans season finale was on the other night.
I'm behind on
that. That's season one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it just started. Yep.
And it was quite – I liked it.
So I had in the notes, I had a good news, bad news. Grimm is renewed for another season.
Oh,
very,
good.
I like it.
I like it too. Although I'm still a couple weeks back on that. It's not really like. Actually, I can't think of anything much except for like The Americans and Arrow, and like Community and Parks and Recreation. Those are like the only shows that I really feel like the day that they're on, I try to make it a point to watch unless, you know, I just really can't. Well, in Project Runway.
Not Game of Thrones?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't even bother DVRing Game of Thrones.
You watched that bastard live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, too. When we called about our DVR, they gave us a deal on HBO and Cinemax for cheap for like 6 months. So I'm like, that's enough time to fit in Game of Thrones. So that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, especially if you can get the HBO Go service. And like
I watch it on my touchpad. Yep.
Yeah, and you can watch like every series HBO's ever made, the entire run.
They have the first season of Game of Thrones on there? I think it follow the on demand. I think it kind of follows what they have on demand. Okay, I may have to start watching.
I mean, I was watching The Wire on it. And I know it had the entire run of The Wire.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a look at that again. I was catching up on some other stuff I'd missed on there. But yeah, so the bad news about that on NBC renewed shows is that Revolution is getting renewed as well. I finally gave it up. I was like, this is just bad. I don't know why I'm watching it. I don't care about anybody except for Gus.
They hit the reset button on that by killing off the sun, which was good. And then
they brought in the redhead from 24 this past week, I guess. Like, both men loved her. I'm like, ugh. Lame sauce. So yeah, no, I don't know. I kind of want that show to die because, I don't know. I feel angry that I wasted time watching it for a reason I cannot fathom yet.
I like Elizabeth Mitchell, so.
Is that the
blonde woman? Yeah.
Yeah.
From Lost.
From Lost and what was the alien?
Oh, V, yeah.
V,
actually,
yeah.
She's the reason I watched V, so.
Not what's her name from Firefly?
No, actually.
I liked V. I don't know.
Yeah, I did. Well, that was another thing that, like, they waited until the show.
ABC.
Until it was too late to actually do something decent. So,
ABC.
Like, the last episode, they finally thought, you know, did something that could have been interesting, and then it was too late. They weren't getting renewed anyway, so. Good for them. Oh, you know, the Arrested Development comes out on Netflix in the, you know, next handful of weeks.
It does, yep.
Look forward to that.
I wish I had Netflix so I could.
Actually, I heard there was an interview with the CEO of Netflix, and he was asked about the possibility of bringing back, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Firefly. And pretty much... it's not going to happen. So,
no, well, because, that's all Whedon, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also other shows, but as he pointed out, that with Arrested Development, it got more popular after it went off the air, and people, you know, picked up the DVDs and watched it. But the other shows, while they have very vocal and rabid fan bases, have the same fan bases that they had when they were on TV. Like, they haven't brought new people in, so
yeah,
making
like
new episodes are not
kind of rough. Like,
what was that? What?
Sarah Michelle Gellar's looking kind of rough.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
There was Jericho was in confirmation for negotiations for Netflix revival. I guess Hemlock Grove, that's one of the original, is not doing terribly great. I guess it's not very good. But what House of Cards has been pretty successful.
Oh, that show was fantastic.
The Killing, AMC's The Killing might be saved by Netflix. So I think, yeah, I mean, Netflix is,
show.
Man, everything they do is very smart. Like, they never sat on their asses, you know.
Oh, I've heard that.
With the DVD mail thing.
Yeah, I'd heard of rumors that, the Futurama people might be talking to Netflix. Not that there's like any, you know, they're going to Netflix or anything, but that, you know, that.
That was my lip noodle alert for the week.
Yeah, that would be.
Opposite of a dorkgasm.
That would be the option to keep them around.
Futurama was canceled after season 7? This is season 7?
Yeah, 7.
It's just funny. It's been, you know, 7 seasons, but it's been a long 7 seasons. That's what happens when you.
Well, you know, the funniest thing about Futurama is that, you know, obviously there's going to be no more Beastie Boys since one of them died from his health
issues.
They were
only one episode.
But they were only one issue episode. But what's funny is in that episode they joked it had been 1,000 years and they went from 3 CDs to 5 CDs. Well, they were up to 5 CDs before the last guy died. So kind of ironic.
Yeah. It's just a bummer all around. Trying to think what else. There was something else that was possibly going to Netflix as well. Supernatural, maybe?
I
think they're
canceled?
Just streaming.
I
don't know
say,
if it got canceled, but it said that they're coming to Netflix. So they're signing a 4-year deal.
Yeah,
it might be all their past and future episodes will be available for instant streaming, which is pretty cool. So maybe they'll be up there immediately.
Yeah,
more like Hulu.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of Supernatural, like the first season, and I watched it because that was why I owned a computer store, and I had nothing to do except, you know, have a TV on whatever night that was on. And it was one of those shows that I guess the people that came into the land center to play games would have enjoyed. But I don't know. I didn't.
It's like one of those shows that didn't start off, you know, super hot, but I guess it's like it's gotten better. Like it just keeps getting better with each season. Like they almost take themselves a little less seriously. You know, it was pretty serious in the beginning, and now, I don't know. Like Felicia Day was in an episode last week.
Oh, I like Felicia Day.
I know. So I missed the episode. I mean, I haven't watched it. I've been meaning at some point to go and start watching it. That and Castle.
Yeah, there's I only really so like Nathan Fillion, but I just don't really care about Castle at all.
Yeah, it. You know, it seems it's definitely on the lower priority to catch up. Also, Rob, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about was, is it just you or just me? Is it just me? Or is it just you? Is it you as well? That is not, I love Doctor Who, but I am not as thrilled with it this year as I have been in years past.
It's because of the companion.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly. My wife just shouted in the background, Amy and Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Here's the thing. I've thought about this a lot, you know, on the toilet. No, I was just in general. Like, what is it about her? Like,
about Amy or
she's
the attract?
No, Clara.
Yeah,
she's attractive. So that, you know, that's fine. Whatever. She's, you know, fairly funny in her interactions with the doc. I think the fact is she's like perfect, right? Like every emotion she has as a character is predictable but not interesting. Like it's I don't like she reacts as a normal throwaway character. Like I don't see anything other than the fact that she's apparently died before. There's nothing interesting about
her, so
did
Rory.
May be part of the point.
Yeah,
Rory was fun, like overall funny.
I'm still quite enjoying Doctor Who.
But is there anything lamer than a leaf, really? All the possibilities of what could be. And that's what does in.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that was. And then at the end of the season, they're going to reveal the Doctor's name. Really?
They're finally going to answer Doctor Who.
Actually, there was a really. This season, they've been particularly heavy-handed about the, you know, the I'm the Doctor, Doctor Who. That joke. And then, was it the week before last, I think it
Doctor
was.
Doctor What. Right?
Yeah, Doctor What. And that was just.
That'll work. That was perfect. And that was
fantastic.
Was a good episode.
My wife and I were hoping that they were doing all that previous in the season just to set up that one joke. Because that would be fantastic.
Maybe. Although, like, I liked everything about that episode. But then, like, Clara zipping around. Crap. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
I mean, I don't mind her, but I don't find her at this point as engaging as.
No, yeah, I'm just not.
So
I don't hate her. I just don't. I guess I don't care. Like
yeah,
I do, Amy,
much.
As
but,
a character.
Yeah, like I don't have the same level of obsession with her that the Doctor clearly does, and so that's probably affecting things.
But that her first episode, you know, in the TARDIS when they go to that planet and the whole vampire planet. I don't know. That one I just didn't care. Like, I was like, if I never see that one again, I'd be fine with that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm interested kind of in this, just, you know, because I'm curious how she ended up on the Dalek planet, but.
And see, that was a great episode, and I liked her a lot in that episode. But
yeah,
she was sassy in that more, I don't know, there's sass and, like,
I assume I'm giving the Doctor Who writers a fair bit of slack here. You know,
well,
that they've got a plan that they're doing that this is not, you know, unintentional, that they haven't dropped the ball on that. So I'm just prepared to wait it out and see what happens.
Whose episode comes up soon? Neil Gaiman and Cybermen episode comes up soon this season, so we can. I'm sure that will be great. So maybe that. I mean, I still love Doctor Who, and I will watch it no matter what. But yeah, I just not – I don't know. I guess I really miss Amy and Rory. And that's it. I talked a bunch about TV, so I'm done with that. Done. I'm setting it aside. Does anyone have anything else? Any dorkgasms?
No, I talked about my truck driving game, so I'm
truck driving
I'm
games.
Done.
I talked about the cool ass deals on Steam. So everyone should be checking out Steam all the time.
Yeah, I picked up for like $12 like every Grand Theft Auto game ever.
Yeah, it's crazy the kind of deals you can get.
Yeah, like I mean I already had them for, you know, the cons, but I don't know, I really enjoyed playing those you know, on the PC because I don't know. Well, probably because you can put your own MP3s on, but yeah.
Amazon. Oh, Kyle told me about. I don't even know if I mentioned this the last time, but Kyle sent me a text about the Borderlands 2. I got Borderlands 2 and the season pass for $25. It's usually like $90 worth of at that time. That's how much it would have cost you to buy it full price. It's a fantastic deal. I'll probably do a Let's Play of that at some point.
All I know that I'm getting about, Deadpool has a release date, and it's already a value title at $49.99. But it's made by High Moon Studios, who have done fantastic with Transformers. And they just revealed this week, which something people would have known if they paid attention to the pictures that have been released, Mr. Sinister from X-Men will be one of the main villains.
That's cool. Did you hear about your Darkness 2? Getting picked up because THQ, you know, went out of business. So they were selling all the
property. Darksiders got picked up. Destroy All Humans got picked up.
I'm trying to figure out what the – I don't recognize the name of the studio.
I did. I heard what they did, but I can't remember.
Picked up by – Come on, Google.
Nordic Games.
Nordic, yep, that's right. I don't know what other titles they've come up with, so
just Google Nordic, you'll be fine.
No, I don't actually want to find out about like true Nordic games.
Well, they also picked up MX vs. ATV, which is a very strange franchise to buy.
Oh, here we go. Steam published. They publish stuff on Steam. Let's see what they publish. Filler. Painkiller, Hell and Damnation, Full Metal Rocket, Spellforce 2, and what else? Next 10. The Critter Chronicles, The Book of Unwritten Tales, Arcania. Like, I don't recognize any of these. Arcania, Aura, The Guild 2.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that game. I've heard good things about that game, actually.
They have several expansions for it, so it must be pretty good. Aquanox, Gothic 3, Safecracker, The Ultimate Puzzle Adventure, Genesis Rising. Yeah, see, that. I don't recognize any of these. But yeah, so they...
They're huge in Europe.
They apparently published Sam & Max Season 1. We were speaking about Telltale earlier. And they also did the PC version of Alan Wake.
What, Nordic?
Yep.
I'm surprised it's not on their list of games.
Probably because they didn't develop it.
Just published it.
They just published it, reported it.
Oh, well, so there's that. I just thought you'd find that interesting if you hadn't heard, Kyle.
We're pandering to Kyle now.
Well, you know, we talked a bunch about, and people who might have listened before, we had talked a bunch about Darksiders 2.
I don't think Sherry cares about Darksiders 2.
Well, now she will. Or not.
Probably.
It doesn't matter, because we're about ready to end this bitch.
Oh, I've been so ready. I've got stuff on the DVR to watch.
Rob, contain yourself. We only have one spare pair of underwear for you.
What? Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
You said you were so ready. Anyway, moving on.
Is it time for me to do the thing?
If there is a thing to do, it is the time to do it.
Are you going to say your goodbyes, Kyle, or no?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a wrap!